one thing you've got to understand about Dale Jones, we've talked to him through the years, is he's a Tennessee hero. He's a Tennessee boy. He was a part of and a huge contributor and all-league player, all-America caliber player on a team that many people hold in as high esteem as the 98 National Championship team, and that's the team from the Sugar Bowl that 30-plus years that was. And people can still recall where they were the day at down at Alabama where you intercepted that pass, Dale, and knocked the ball down, and one of the great individual efforts in the history of Tennessee football. What's it going to mean to you? Have you thought about this? You're 3.5 weeks out. I know you still come to games when you get a chance to have time off. So you know Tennessee's program. And you remain a vehement fan of Tennessee football. What's it going to mean to you to be back in Neyland Stadium in the heat of the competition?
Okay, it's going to be awesome. You know, it's awesome to be able to go back and compete against Tennessee. For me, you know, even though that's one of my playing days, my heart was definitely in Tennessee, but you know, 21 years, Appalachian's my home now. So for me, it's a challenge for our football team and to be a part of it and just have the opportunity to go in there. The main thing is go in there and play your best. And, you know, the thing that we got to do is don't turn the ball over and see what happens. You know, you never know. And the thing about being an underdog, the bigger the underdog, more, if you can ever pull it off, the bigger reward. So that's for us. And for me, it's an opportunity to go back and have an opportunity to compete against your, you know, the team you love, but, you know, still Appalachian now is home to me.
Yeah. And I know that you with, I've seen you tweet out pictures of you with your daughter and you catch the Vols as you get an off week during the season, and things like that. And I wouldn't expect from a competitor like you, I wouldn't expect any other type answer. And plus, I would think that it being an early season game, if a team like yours is going to rise up and bite somebody, right out of the gates, not a bad time to catch somebody, is it?
Well, that's true. I mean, as you know, just like we're practicing right now, you're practicing, you make mistakes, you're correcting those. Mm-hmm. And then the more you practice, the less mistakes you make. So it's just like the first game. Now, if we go into Tennessee and they turn the ball over, you know, you got a game. We go into Tennessee, we turn the ball over, it'll be a blowout. So, you know, you got to be realistic about where you're at, what it's going to take, to win the game, what it's going to take to be in the game, and that type of thing. And you try to drive that home to your team. It's just like, if we're bringing in a team that, we should beat, we're, you know, an underdog team, it's the same way. You got to teach your team how to compete in those situations, how to get ready for a team that, you know, you should win, and that how you get ready for a team that, you know, it's got the upper hand on you. So, you know, it all comes down to what the things that you teach them anyway, you know, the turnovers, what's going to win a football game, you know, turnovers, the hidden yards. You know, Coach Johnny Majors used to talk about it all the time. And, you know, the more I'm in this game and being a coach, the more I really truly understand what he's talking about. And that's going to be the key. You know, we're realistic. You know, we can't say we're going to go in and beat Tennessee, but we can think that it's possible, you know, and that's the key. How do we get our kids ready to do the, you know, do the possible?
Do you start preparing for Tennessee right now, or do you look at your game against Old Dominion, Akron? I mean, in other words, how much stock do you put in preparation for the Tennessee game?
Well, I mean, for us, we started, getting ready for Tennessee in spring ball.
Okay.
It's our next game, and we don't look, you know, I, I think that's the key to it. You gotta have a point that you drive your kids to. And that so happens to be Tennessee. And so for us to, when we started in the spring, we broke them down. We've got a good feel. So every time we have some opportunities, we're going to practice on the next team. Same thing defensively, even though we're going against their offense, there's periods there where they're going to run things that's going to be totally different from what we're seeing. So it's a great opportunity for us to, all right, guys, this is, you know, we're stepping back. This is a different offense. This is what we're trying to accomplish. And so we've been working on them, you know, since basically spring ball. And, you know, as we get closer, then it'll be totally on Tennessee.
Dale Jones joining as, he will be here with Appy State on a Thursday night, which is going to be a new thing for Neyland Stadium. First time, I believe, in the history of the Hallowed Hall that we've seen a Thursday night game here in Knoxville. Dale, you guys, and you were a part of this, and I remember having you on after this happened, and you were just giddy like a little schoolboy, as you should have been back in 2007 when you guys, 9 years ago already, wow, went up to Michigan and won. Do you, before this game, do you show your current kids some highlights from that thing and say, hey, guys, look, I mean, they put their pants on one leg at a time in the Power Five just like we do. And by the way, back then we weren't even in the same designation we are now.
Well, the thing that we try to do, you know, when the coaches gets up during our fall practice, and we'll talk about certain things, and we talk about, you know, I talked about, for my speech was more or less talking about, you know, the underdog and what it takes. And I think that's where you're just trying to put a little bit in their mind, you know, like I was saying, the possibility of going and doing it. Now, what would it take to do that? So you're just trying to build, you know, at this point, we're trying to build as we get closer and closer. Then you start driving things like that home to them, that it is a possibility. And, you know, the things that we talked about, or I've already mentioned, you know, the turnovers, that's going to be the key. You know, who runs the ball better? And I know, you know, that's to us, we're a running football team. And Tennessee's a running football team, and she's going to stop the run. And the little things, you know, you hear coaches say it all the time. It's always the little things. And, that's going to be the key. How well we play is how well we take care of the little things by not turning the ball over. And, you know, then you got a chance, and you got to be able to come up with turnovers.
When did you realize in 07, that game at Michigan, which really is one of the shocking wins in the modern era in college football. In fact, you guys happened to fortuitously have a camera crew with you following you around. The documentary of that is just insane, how it shows Coach Moore's pregame talk, y'all's pregame breakfast, right on down to the postgame stuff. And I mean, you talk about just the fortunate to have a crew there to document that. When did you realize, Dale Jones, hey, We're going to get out of here with a win today. This thing looks really good.
Well, I got to be honest with you. Going into the game, I've had as much confidence as any time I've went and played a superior team. Mm-hmm. Just because when I watched film, the things that they did, we matched up well. And then I watched, I watched their defense. And the things that our offense did well, they didn't seem to, that just didn't fit well against what we did. Mm-hmm. So I knew we had a great opportunity. And then it was a team that, you know, was just, they were guys that had a lot of maturity in them, knew what they would do, what you want them to do. You know, you got a football team that does the right thing, you always got a chance. So, up to that point, but as far as the game goes, you know, I knew it's crazy. Coach Moore, it's just like he'd already played the game and he knew exactly how things were going to go. When we got in at halftime, he what the best thing I think I've ever heard is he kind of explained to them what was getting ready to happen to us in the second half and how they're going to make this great run. You know, we were up and how they're going to make this great run and what we got to do. And it was just, you know, really up until the end of the game, you know, you didn't know, but, you know, you always felt like you're in the game. You had a chance.
That documentary that was shot on that is one of the coolest things. Cause your kids, it was like there was a buy-in level from them from the get-go. You could just tell on that video, those kids were like, you know, we can do this. Let me ask you, when you look at that Tennessee video, and you said a couple things. Tennessee's got to turn the ball over. You know, in Butch Jones' team last year was really, really stingy in terms of turning the ball over. And then you talked about the hidden yards before. Tennessee won a lot of those battles, the hidden yard battles. Their special team, the last couple years under this coaching staff, has been very good. They've been very good not to hurt themselves in that regard. And so there's kind of an old school quality, kind of a Johnny Majors quality to what Tennessee does right now. I would imagine you probably don't feel as good looking at that video when you consider the matchup right now.
Well, there's no question. You know, I when I watch them, I look at the way we played Clemson last year, and I compare. Not necessarily what our offense, because I don't watch that part, or their defense. I don't really, can't really say that, but just watching Tennessee's offense, there's things that they do so much better than what Clemson did. There's things that Clemson have had an advantage. Their running backs are just, I mean, that 1-2 punch is incredible. I think their offensive line is better than Clemson. You know, there's a couple other positions I felt Clemson was better at and did better things. But, you know, it's for us, we've got to create some turnovers. There's no question. And, you know, with us running an odd front, it's a little bit different than what a lot of teams see. So, it's kind of a totally different defense than what they're used to. So that kind of gives us an advantage of how they're going to block things. You know, so we just got to go play our best. And the main thing is not make mistakes. And number one thing on defense, we got to tackle well. And that will be the biggest challenge, that we've had since I've been here.
When you say an odd front, expound on that.
Well, we have a nose guard and we have two ends. So we're either bringing pressure from one side or the other. So one of our outside backers is always coming. And what it happens is the offensive line, because you have a guy that's hit up on the tackle, he can stunt either way. So it kind of slows down the offensive linemen where they need to fit, that type of thing. So for us, we play with a much faster D lineman than you know you're going to see the big SEC schools play with. We're going to be a lot smaller, but we're going to be stunting, and we're pretty fast. And so that part of it, hopefully, that matches up for us. But you know, the one thing we can't let them do is, you know, get in that a mash game, and that the tailback is just. And they're really, really special. So that's going to be the key for us trying to stop them.
Bow thy head when you say thy name. Dale Jones joining us on your Tony Basilio show. Dale, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you were saying that when you were looking at that video, that you were surprised almost by how favorably Tennessee compared with a Clemson football team offensively. That had a breakout season last year. Were you surprised at how good Tennessee looked on tape when you gave them a real, real close look?
There's no question. I mean, when I turned on the film and I started watching the film, I was really, really impressed. Let me just say, their scheme is outstanding. You know, the kids are coached well. Mm-hmm. They always seem to be doing the right thing. And the biggest thing, whether you like it or not, they're pounding that football. Mm-hmm. If you want to win, you got to run the football. And, it's impressive to watch them. I mean, you know, when you start watching them, and you start watching them every team that they play, it's impressive what they're accomplished, what they're doing with the quarterback, and not asking him to do things he can't do. I just think they're just well coached. The kids play extremely hard, and it's a tremendous challenge.
You know, I know that you're not a smoke blower. I know some coaches like to talk up their opponent, yada, yada, yada. I also know there's a certain sense of pride that you take in having worn the orange uniform, and the things you're saying, I don't think you're saying lightly. Tennessee last season, Dale, if they would have believed a little bit, and belief is really a big deal at this level. That 85 team, you guys had a level of belief in visiting with guys from that team, you know, the Tony Robinsons of the world, who basically said, we walked down the field and, you know, Auburn that year, they weren't beating us. When we went down to Alabama, we were not going to not walk off that field. We were not going to get out of there without a win. And Tennessee last year had a couple games, Florida, Oklahoma, where if there's a belief, if there's just a certain extra whatever, I don't even know what I'm trying to say here, those games could have gone differently. Do you think, as a guy that's coached championship teams and been on championship teams, is there a certain extra something that you have to have if you're going to take that next step, even more than talent?
Well, I think it's tradition, and what I mean by that is, mm-hmm. is here at Appalachian, when we go out on the football field, mm-hmm. we feel like we're going to win every game. It's something that's been built into our team. Okay. And that's what I think Butch Jones, I think their staff is building into that team. Now, before I was here, mm-hmm. App State had it. When I got here, we continued it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. So whatever you want to call it, mystique or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just the kids believe it's going to happen. And it takes it's not going to happen overnight. You got to develop that. So it's going to take them, a couple of years to get there. And then once they get back, mm-hmm. then they got it, you know. Had it when Phillip was there, mm-hmm. and then you can lose it. But I think that's the key. You just believe. I mean, when you walk out there, you've got a belief in your heart that we're not going to get beat, and you might get beat, but somehow or another, you always find a way. And it's happened here for so long. I mean, it's crazy how many games I've been here in Appalachian State and that very thing. And it's like, man, there goes App State doing it again. But it's something that just kids, it's a belief, and they build and they buy into it, and over time it'll come through for you.
You know what I think's funny about you saying that is that Oklahoma last year had no business winning that game in Neyland Stadium. Now I'm not going to diminish. I mean, their kids hung in there and they played, but Tennessee beat them up and should have won the game, and didn't. And in years past, there were teams that did that to Phillip Fulmer's Tennessee teams. Yet, at the end of the day, you looked up and you went, wow, Tennessee won that game, and they were probably fortunate to get a win. But the margin of error for winning and losing, there's got to be a mental component to it. There's got to be something that's intangible that you can't put your finger on, belief, what have you. So it does completely make sense. I guess the trick is, who's the first group that takes that step? That's kind of the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Well, I go back to here's the example that I'll go back to.
Okay.
No matter what, I know in my heart that the 85 team was the team that turned Tennessee around and got us back to the winning ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that as the same way, and that's why I'm so proud of that team, and because I think that's where the tables turn. Just like wherever Tennessee's at right now, whether it's this year or next year, once they do get it turned around, that team right there is going to be special. you know, they're going to be special because they're able to basically flip the script. And now they're the team that can get you on that winning way, and you're going to win those teams games that you couldn't a year ago.
Absolutely. Hey, Dale, phenomenal talking to you, man, and our best to you at Appy State. And look forward to seeing you when you guys roll in. And give me a final thought here on the way out. If you don't say hello to somebody or whatever, it's
well. I just hope everybody can be there on a Thursday night. And the biggest thing is, hope you come cheer for Tennessee, and hopefully we can give you guys a good game. And that's what it's all about. It's a game for both of us to get better.
Thank you, Dale Jones.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're the man, dude. Tony. Yes, sir. God, that was awesome. You hear the pride in that guy's voice? And that was some interesting stuff we got into, because what is it at the end? You know, at the end of the day, it's the chicken or the egg. What's going to come first? That's a great conversation with him. I hope you enjoyed that. I thoroughly enjoyed that. As we continue with more on the other side on your Basilio show, Deal or No Deal, after this.
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.